who tape CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, July the 7th, 2013. Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on the boogeyman. Also, some comments from the audience is a little hard to hear, being away from the microphone.
Well, I think, Brother Kernick, we'll just have you come on up, and the rest of the morning belongs to what the Lord wants to do and say. And when Brother Kern is done, he'll dismiss us, and we will have camp meeting Labor Day. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Stand with me, please. Let's decree and declare. I testify to Satan personally. As to what the Word says to me. And as to what Jesus does for me. Through the blood of Jesus. All my sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus. God's Son is cleansing me now from sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I'm sanctified, made holy, set apart for God. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Satan, you have no place in me. No power over me. Through the blood of Jesus. Now give the Lord a praise. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We want to first thank God for Jesus and for His precious Holy Spirit. I want you to know I love you. And it's always a blessing. Thank you, Sister Carl.
I love you too.
Thank you, Sister Carl. Amen. I know we have the love of the saints. Amen. How many of you have been blessed all this week? Amen. I've been tremendously blessed. Every time I come here, I'm blessed. Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for the leadership. Brother Kevin, Sister Patty. And other fivefold ministry gifts that are present here. Amen. Amen and amen. I just want to say that what's on my heart again is what we talked about during the children's church. But I want to add a few more details, and I want to come back again to that same subject. And then that I call it the NFL linebacker right here. He said something this morning, and it brought confirmation. Amen? So I said, well, Father God, I think we'll talk about that again. So we'll use as a subject this morning, boogeyman. Boogeyman, oppressors of children. Let me say that again, so we can get it on record. Boogeyman, oppressors of children. Okay? Turn to Luke chapter 1. Let's look at verse 17 first, please. The book of St. Luke chapter 1. Let's look at verse 17. Now I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. The Bible says, "And he himself go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn back the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient and incredulous and unpersuadable to the wisdom of the upright, which is the knowledge and holy love of the will of God, in order to make ready for the Lord a people perfectly prepared in spirit, adjusted and disposed and placed in the right moral state. So in this verse, we see the spirit and power of Elijah to turn back the hearts of the fathers back to the children. Now, many of you may say, well, why did you use the subject about the boogeyman? Well, there's some spiritual significance here about the boogeyman. I looked in the Wikipedia free encyclopedia, and I found out that the boogeyman, that's B-O-G-E-Y-M-A-N, is also spelled boogeyman, which is B-O-G-I-E-M-A-N, and is spelled boogeyman, B-O-O-G-E-Y-M-A-N, and it's also spelled again boogeyman, B-O-O-G-I-E-M-A-N. Now, many of you are familiar with the boogeyman. Children, teens, as well as adults. Now, the Wikipedia Wikipedia free encyclopedia, says something that caught my attention. It says the boogeyman is an imaginary being used by adults to frighten children into compliant behavior. Now, let me read it. Let me say that again, because I want this to touch some parents. The boogeyman is an imaginary being and is used by adults to frighten children into compliant behavior. For instance, a boogeyman that punishes children for sucking their thumbs, or a parental verbal release of a boogeyman, is to govern children's misbehavior. Okay. In Brazil, the boogeyman is called El Hombre Seco, which is a mean, old, ugly man who eats misbehaving children. Now, what is the spiritual significance about the boogeyman? My parents are deceased, but when I was a child, I was told that if I misbehaved, the boogeyman would get me. Unknowing to my parents at that time, they opened up a demonic portal, or they opened demonic doors for the paranormal to begin to attack me. How many of you know that demonic portals can be opened through childhood fears? And it's safe for me to say I was somewhat traumatized. When I was told as a child that the boogeyman would get me for wrong behavior, there became a fear of the boogeyman. And I'm here to testify to you today. I started seeing vaporous apparitions as a child. I started having problems with the covers of the blankets on the bed being pulled from me. I started hearing voices growling like animal voices. And I remember, especially during the time of Halloween, the moon would reflect in the bedroom, and I would see this dark image of a witch riding on a broom. Now that the Lord has blessed me to be in the ministry of deliverance, I'm finding out that spoken word curses can open up demonic portals that can cause the paranormal to begin to manifest in their children's lives. Now, parents, many times you may feel, well, that's innocent. Yes, that's innocent. My grandparents, my ancestors, they told us about the boogeyman if we misbehave. He was under the bed, maybe, or he was in the closet, or any type of wrong behavior, it would be judged by the boogeyman. But little did our ancestors know that words have power, words have authority, and there are demonic entities that are ready to go into action by a release of our words. How many of you are with me here? Does the Bible mention ghosts? Turn with me to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 14. That's St. Matthew, chapter 14. Let's look at verses 25 and 26. That's St. Matthew, chapter 14. Let's look at verse 25 and 26. In verse 25, in the fourth watch between 3 and 6 a.m. of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. And I love this. Jesus had authority over the waters. Look at verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." and they streamed out with what? Fire. So that tells us that Jesus, as well as the disciples, were very knowledgeable of ghosts. Isn't that awesome? Let me give you another scripture. Look at St. Luke chapter 24. Let me bless you again. That's the book of St. Luke chapter 24. Let's look at verses 37 through 39. The book of St. Luke chapter 24, verse 37 through 39. In verse 37, the Bible says, "But they were so startled and terrified that they thought they saw a spirit." Now look at verse 38, please. "And he said to them, why are you disturbed and troubled, and why do such doubts and questionings arise in your hearts? Now look at verse 39. See my hands and my feet, that is, I myself, feel and have me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And if you look at that word in the Greek, it also means what? Ghost. Amen? All right, let's continue to move on. I remember being fearful of the boogeyman. I had no understanding of what to tell my parents that you said something to me and I believe this entity is real. And I can remember these ghost-like figures coming down the hallway many nights. And I was terrified. I want to say to parents, if you at any time tell your child that if you misbehave, the boogeyman will get them, then I want to say out of love and compassion to you, you must repent and make things right with the Father in Jesus' name and close the demonic portals on the paranormal. I compiled a list of other ministries, and on that list they were talking about some of the boogeyman oppressions or some of the manifestations that have happened during deliverance wherein parents have told their children that the boogeyman will get here. And I have quite a few of the list. Objects moving around by themselves. Objects may disappear and not be found again. And you call that apporting. That's A-S-P-O-R-T-I-N-G. Objects may disappear and be found in another location, and you call that teleporting. Now remember now, these are some of the paranormal demonic doors that have opened, or portals that have opened from previous deliverance ministry because the child was traumatized by a spoken word curse of the intervening of a boogeyman. Objects may disappear and be found where they originally were. Objects may come from nowhere. Knocking and banging may be heard on the house or in a room or in the bedroom of a house. Objects may fly around the room as if they are being moved by unseen hand. Religious articles disappear. Growling may be heard. Scratching sound. Here's one. A strange foul odor may come into the room and leave. In other words, an odoriferous demonic presence. Odd looking lights flying across the room. In the paranormal, these lights are called orbs, O-R-B-S. And these are counterfeit lights, these are demonic lights, and they're called orbs. Furniture moving around on its own. Sighting of people or phantoms may appear. Odd looking creatures may be seen. And I say this out of love, Brother Dana, and we identify some of the kids with imaginary playmates. Iguana looking creatures, lizard looking creatures with rabbit ears. In other words, demonic entities, or reptilian, were identified. Doors and dresser drawers opening and closing. Electrical appliances turning on and turning off. Now we're talking about the paranormal. We're talking about demonic doors being opened because you've activated the paranormal on that child by telling them that the boogeyman will get you for misbehaving. Animals growling at something unseen. or the animal may run away and not want to come back to the house. Glasses may break for no reason. Certain temperature changes. Feelings of being watched. Somebody's looking at me. Hearing your name called. But when you look, there's nobody there. Apparent retaliation on a godly man or a woman. Physical attacks, biting, pulling hair, or something punching you from behind, or something knocking you down for no reason. And when you look, nobody's there. Sexual assaults by demonic beings or levitation. Now, these are some of the things that has happened because parents have opened the door to the demonic by telling the child about a boogeyman, reptilian-type demonic entity will judge their misbehavior. How many of you know that a lying spirit will open up demonic doors? As parents, we should tell we are stepping into a season where we should be truthful and we should stand upon the Word of God and all our undertakings in dealing with our children. How many of you know that children have a lot to deal with at this hour? We must defend them. We must protect them. We must mentor, nurture. Listen, we must be truthful to them without causes. Now, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. That's the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. Let's look at verse 3 through 6. That's 1 Timothy, chapter 1. Let's look at verses 3 to 6. Okay. In verse 3 it says, "As I urged you when I was on my way to Macedonia, stay on where you are at Ephesus in order that you may warn and admonish and charge certain individuals not to teach any different doctrine." Look at verse 4. "Nor to give importance to or occupy themselves with legends." Now let me say that word again. "Nor occupy themselves with" what? "Legends, fables, or myths." Does everybody see legends, fables, or myths? "And endless genealogy which foster and promotes useless speculations and questioning rather than acceptance on the faith of God's administration and the divine training that is in faith in that leaning on the entire human personality of God in absolute trust and confidence." Now look at verse 5. "Whereas the object and purpose of our instruction and taught is love, which springs from a pure heart and a good, clear conscience and sincere, unfeigned faith." Now look at verse 6 more closely. "But certain individuals have missed the mark on this very matter and have wandered away into vain arguments and discussions and purposeless talk." Yeah. Does everybody see that word right there in verse 4 when it talks about favor? Fables? A fable is a story made up to teach a lesson. Let me say that again. A fable is a story made up. In other words, it's a lie, it's a falsehood, it's a deception. A fable is an untrue story. A fable is a legend. A fable is a myth. Everybody with me? Someone who tells fables or tells lies or legends or myths, I found a definition, they are called a fabulist. F-A-B-U-L-I-S-T. What is a fabulist? A fabulist is a liar, a person who tells, writes, or makes up things. There's another definition called fable, F-A-B-L-A-D. What's that definition? Having no real existence. Made up, fictitious, a fable, a legend, a myth. And that's the same with an old wives' fable. A foolish story, a silly belief. Now look what I have in my definition about an old wise fable. A parent who tells their children, if you take your tooth and put it up under the pillow, the tooth fairy is going to come bring you some greenbacks. Now we're talking about fables. We're talking about being a fabulous. Is that right? We're talking about legends. We're talking about myths. We're talking about lies. We're talking about opening up what? Demonic portals. And opening your child up to the paranormal. Let me stay close to my notes. A tooth fairy comes when a child has lost a tooth. And she leaves monetary reimbursement under the pillow. Now watch this. In the Merriam Dictionary, I found the definition of fairy. The word fairy means male homosexual. I looked again about tooth fairy in the Merriam Dictionary. It means a mythical being of folklore and romance, having a human form and magic satanic powers. In other words, you have told your child, take your little tooth, darling, put it up on the pillow, then a demon is going to come in a human form with magical powers, and he's going to leave you some Benjamins. When you told the child about the tooth fairy, you opened the child for the paranormal. You open what? A demonic portal. Even the desire. Parents, teens, children. The Bible has a lot to say about what? Liars. The book of Revelation says what? All liars shall have their part where? In the lake of fire. Isn't that something? So many times we have said things from our ancestors that have opened up what? Demonic portals. Did they tell me about the tooth fairy? Yes. Did I look up on the pillow and see? Back in those days, they didn't give you $5, they gave you a penny. That demon left me a penny? Oh my goodness. How many of you know that we have to repent of fables? Being fabulous. Telling old wives what? Fables. I know, I grew up, you know, with my grandma. It was all right. Grandma said it, but grandma, bless her heart, was not always right. Is that right? We love Granny. But Granny didn't realize that those words were activating portals. And these children have enough demonic portals with hip hop, punk rock. Hello? And a lot of these websites with vampirism and blood sacrifices and children that are aligning with blood covenants, they have a lot to face. Now let's look at some scriptures about life.
Well, brother, I've been saved 30 years, bless God. I just told some old fable.
You just lied. Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Alright, let's look at verse 8, please. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. Verse 8 says, but as for the cowards and the ignoble and the contemptible and the cravenly lacking in courage and the cowardly submissive, and as for the unbelieving and the faithless, and as for the depraved and the foul and abominations, as for murderers and the lewd and adulterers, and the practicers of magic arts and the idolaters and those who have supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God and all liars and those who knowingly convey untruth by word or by deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that burn with fire and with what? Brimstone. Look at Proverbs chapter 19 and 19, please. The book of Proverbs chapter 19 verse 19. Look what Proverbs chapter 19, verse 19 says. Verse 19. A man of great wrath shall suffer penalty. Well, if you deliver him from the consequence, he will feel free to cause you to do it again. I believe I was asleep when I wrote that verse down. Human error. Amen. That's not the verse I wanted. Is that right? But still, it's a blessing, isn't it? Let's read it again. Oh, I see something in some revelation for myself here. A man of great wrath shall suffer the penalty. Well, if you deliver him from the consequences, he will feel free to cause you to do it again. He'll reach up, what'd you say, sister? He'll reach up what? Higher next time. All right. Isn't God good? He got a way to deal with us, don't he? All right, let's look at Proverbs chapter 26. Let's look at verse 23 to 28. Proverbs chapter 26. Verse 23 says, burning lips. Anybody got any burning lips? Burning lips utter insincere words of love, and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel covered with scum, thrown off of molten silver, making it appear to be solid and silver. Look at verse 24. He who hates pretends with his lips, but stores up deceit within himself. Look at verse 25. When he speaks kindly, do not trust him, for seven abominations are in his heart. Look at verse 26 closely. Though his hatred covers itself with guile, his wickedness shall be shown openly before the assembly. Verse 27. Whoever digs a pit for another man's feet shall fall into it himself. And he who rolls a stone up a height to do mischief, it will return to him. Now look at verse 28 real closely. A lying tongue hates those it wounds and crushes. And a flattering mouth worketh what? Ruin. Look at Psalms chapter 31, verse 18, please. That's Psalms chapter 31. Let's look at verse 18. The Bible says in verse 18, let the lying lips be silent, which speaks instantly against the consistently righteous with what? Pride and with contempt. Let's look at Psalms chapter 52, please. That's Psalm 52, verse 2 and 4. In Psalm chapter 52, let's look at verse 2 and 4. Verse 2, your tongue devises wickedness. It is like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Verse 3, you love evil more than good and lying rather than to speak righteously. Justice and right, Selah. Verse 4, you love all destroying and devouring words, O deceitful tongue. All right? Let me give you one more scripture in the book of Psalms. Look at Psalm chapter 62. Let's look at 62. Let's look at verse 3 and 4. Psalm 62. Let's look at verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. How long will you set upon a man that you may slay him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? Look at verse 4. They only consult to cast him down from his height and dishonor. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. They bless with their mouths, but they what? They curse inwardly. When the boogeyman was told to me, as I said before, it opened me up to the paranormal. Not only was there imprints on the walls of witches, not only was there demonic entities walking up the hallways, not only were cover being pulled, but I remember being in a situation with my auntie one day as a young child, and all of a sudden the spoon and the saucer and the cup start spinning across the dining room table. And my uncle happened to come in at the same time. He was a little intoxicated, but he tried to catch it. I didn't understand the occult. I didn't understand the demonic portals. But listen, the paranormal was manifesting in my life. I want to say to the parents, speak truth to these babies. Close these doors on the demonic. Close the doors on the portals. All right, let's move right along. Now, here's my favorite one. Parents tell their children about Satan Claus. Oh, I mean Santa Claus. Parents tell their children about Santa Claus. Demonic portals can be opened through fables, through lies, through myths, and through what? Legends. Santa Claus opens the child up to the paranormal. I went to Cutting Edge Ministry, and I found a comparison between Jesus Christ and Santa Claus. Now, that was a beautiful comparison. I have quite a few scriptures, I'm just going to give them to you and let you write them down. How many of you know that Santa Claus is a counterfeit Christ?
Yeah.
How many of you know that he's an antichrist? Counterfeit. Yeah. All right. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, it says that Jesus' hair is white like what? Wool. Santa Claus' hair is white like wool. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6, it says that Jesus has a beard. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6, please. That's the book of Isaiah, chapter 50. Let's look at verse 6, please. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6. Isaiah 50, verse 6. I gave my back to the slanderers and my cheeks to those who plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Does everybody see that? Is that right? So, Jesus plucked off the hair. And evidently he had heaven. Santa Claus has a what? A beard. Or the counterfeit antichrist. The fable, the myth, the legend that can open the child up for the paranormal. He has a beard. Alright? I turn to Isaiah chapter 63. Look at Isaiah chapter 63. Let's look at verse 1 and 2. He comes in red apparel. Who is this who comes from Edom with crimson stained garments from Bozrah in Edom? This one was glorious in his apparel, striding triumphantly in the greatness of his might. It is I, the one who speaks in righteousness, proclaiming vindication mighty to save. Verse 2, why is your apparel splashed with red and your garments like the one who treads on the winepress? Let's look at verse 3 in English. I have trod the winepress along, and of the people there was no one with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their life was a sprinkle upon my garments, and I stained all my raiment. Look at verse 2. Who is this that comes from Bozrah? Who is he that trod the winepress? Who is this who has apparel like red? Now, Santa Claus has red apparel. Is that right? Can't you see the counterfeit? Satan is an imposter, he's a counterfeiter, he's an imitator. Alright? The hour of Jesus' coming is a mystery. Let's look at St. Luke chapter 12, verse 4. St. Luke chapter 12. Everybody ready? Look at verse 4. In St. Luke chapter 12, verse 40, it says, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour and a moment when you do not anticipate it. The hour of Santa Claus coming is a mystery. Come on, parents, you know what you told those kids. Well, go to bed because you don't know what time of night he's coming. And you need to be in bed because he's going to come at a time that you know not. Everybody see the counterfeit? Everybody see the counterfeit? Alright. In Mark chapter 3, verse 6, Jesus was a carpenter. Look at Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Look at Mark 6 and 3. Everybody ready? Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And I love his sisters here among us. And they took offense at him and were hurt. That is, they disapproved of him, and it hindered them from acknowledging his authority, and they were caused to stumble and fall. Jesus was a carpenter. Santa Claus is a toy carpenter. Counterfeit antichrist, old wise fable, legend, myth, demonic portal to the paranormal. Shall we keep going? Everybody ready? Matthew chapter 24. Let's look at St. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 and 43. St. Matthew chapter 24, look at verses 42 and 43. Watch therefore, give strict attention, be cautious and active, for you do not know in what kind of day, whether a near or a remote one, your Lord is coming. Look at verse 43. But understand this.
had the householder known in what part of the night, whether in the night or morning, watch the thief was coming, he would have watched him and would not have allowed his house to be undermined and what? Broken into. Once again, Santa Claus comes as a thief in the night.
And I used to hear, you know, he wants to come when you're sleeping so he can bring all your gifts and bring all your presents. And then he wants to eat a piece of the cake, a piece of the pie, a piece of the turkey, so go to bed.
Lie. Falsehood. Deception.
How many of you know we're living in a time of truth? Is that right? We're living in a time where not only should we speak the truth to each other, but to our children. Is that right? All right. Here's one that's funny. Santa Claus says, ho, ho, ho. Turn to Zechariah chapter 26, please. Correction, chapter 2. Turn to Zechariah chapter 2, please. The book of Zechariah, chapter 2. Let's look at verse 6 and 7. Zechariah chapter 2. Let's look at verse 6 and 7. Everybody ready? Verse 6. Ho, ho. Hear and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord, and from the four winds of the heavens, for to them have I scattered you, saith the Lord. Now look at verse 7. Ho. Escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. Isn't that a counterfeit? Santa Claus say what? Ho, ho, ho. And here we have in the book of Zechariah what? Oh, oh. All right. In Mark chapter 10, just write it down, verse 14, Jesus wants the little children to come to him, doesn't he? Santa Claus wants the little children to do what? To come to him. You see how the enemy is setting himself up for praise and for worship? Can you see it, saints? In Matthew, is that chapter 1, verse 23, Jesus was the Christ child? Well, another name for Santa Claus is Kris Kringle. Anybody know Kris Kringle? You know? Oh, okay. Kris Kringle. And guess what it means? Christ child. Kris Kringle. What does it mean? Famous. Lies. Deception. Myth. Now, this is what I'm trying to drive on. Opening doors of demonic portals for what? The paranormal. Fables open demonic portals for boogeyman oppressors. The Easter bunny, the egg-laying rabbit, sneaks into homes the night before Easter to deliver baskets of full-colored eggs. An Easter bunny? A hybrid demon chicken-laying chicken egg? No. Easter bunny? Hello, saints. They don't lay eggs. Now, if you see a rabbit that lays golden eggs, the only response I can give to you, he's genetically engineered. He's a GMO hybrid. That's right, Brother Kevin. They don't lay golden eggs. How many churches? We went to a church last year. We just got through ministering on paganism in the house of the Lord. Paganism. And we talked about the Easter bunny, and the pastor turned right around and let the children go out there, and they were fighting all over the eggs. And they're about to tear each other apart behind some false deception about a bunny egg. Uh-huh. And call it, say it again, sister.
And call it evangelism.
And calls it what? Evangelism.
That's right.
And then, sister, the parents get upset when there's a demonic manifestation of a rabbit or an imaginary playmate that comes into the house. And the first thing the parents say, oh, my baby's a dancing, but she's just storytelling. But you open the portal, you open the door to Bugs Bunny. You open the portal, you open the door because you participated in these false holidays and you. Words have what? Power. Come on, saints of God. I believe the Spirit of God is bringing a shift in family. A lot of satanic rituals and a lot of paganism. God is tearing it down. We need some Josiahs. We need the Josiah anointing of authority to say we will not tolerate those rituals. We will not tolerate that pagan concept of those festivities in our home, and neither will we tolerate it in our church.
Amen.
I come on, sir. You see people all the time. We got to buy some eggs, and we're going to die the eggs, and my love. And, oh, I got to go to Walmart to get my baby an Easter basket. Somebody may not like it, but there's a book right there on the desk called The Two Babylons by Hislop. That is a good book that they have on that desk. I want you to take a look at that book. And he's talking about pagan festivities. He's talking about how they originate. And it's a tremendous blessing. How about this? I could not believe that on Halloween that I have been in churches where they got the children on the front row with Wolfman, Frankenstein, and Dracula costumes. And they're celebrating Halloween, the Druid priest laying in the caskets, and you got the baby talking about, I won't bite you. I'm a vampire. I'm Lon Chaney. The lunar moons affect me. I turn to a wolf. I'm Frankenstein. I'm part dead bodies accumulated into one. Where's Jesus Christ in that? Where's our Lord and Savior that this is orchestrated, this blood bought church? Where is he in all that? But listen, my leadership will get sad with you about that.
That's right. Yeah, but they don't believe that. Yeah, but Antichrist.
Beautiful. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen. 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 All right. Let's move right along. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. Just want to bless the house that there are demonic portals can open up by boogeyman oppressors, by things we say to our children. You know what? I don't believe psychology, but what happened to time out? What happened to the like me, the board, the 2x4, the table one time? Then the other son, well, pow! Wash the dishes, son. Well, pow! Come
here. Come here. Foolishness abounds in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from it. You know how to learn that? My mom would tell us that every time before she goes to Sunday school.
Did you hear that? Okay, all right. It was brought to my attention. Demonic portals can be opened from television. Oh. Let me get started on one before we give it a close. WWE Raw. Randy Orton. I hear voices in my head. They understand. You got your kids looking at a wrestler and his theme song. He hear voices in his head and they understand. You got another wrestler that these kids are looking at that are opening demonic portals, Aura True. And he talking about, he got his little imaginary friend and he goes and open up the wrestling ring for his imaginary friend to come into the ring.
Yeah.
Come on, saints. Wow. Look at these demonic portals that parents are opening. Listen, during the Roman Empire, Emperor Nero, tarred and feathered Christian, he would throw them in the Colosseum and people would laugh and they would be spectators of beatings and violence and animals by lions on Christians. And we're seeing the same thing with WWE SmackDown. Rock bottom, people's elbow. We're seeing the same thing. So the Jerry was right. The television is opening portals. Lester Summerall was said before he died. He said he saw but several fallen angels, evil principalities, standing in front of televisions. And he said before he died that the television would demonically possess many people. And many children are getting possessed through television. Twilight vampires. A lot of these demonic werewolf movies. Kids are getting possessed and oppressed. And
because what? Parents, there's no guidelines, there's no morals, there's no ethics, there's no... We're opening the door to the paranormal for our babies.
It's not just children. We chose to stop watching things like CSI, Law and Order, thinking, oh, the whodunit, it's just a mystery thing. Jason and I don't fight anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's a beautiful point.
What's the perversion? The sexual perversion. You can watch all these pornography. You would be surprised. The other day I was looking at the statistics of America of the kids that were into pornography, and I forgot the numbers, but it was just astronomical, the kids that are exposed to pornography. And even seeing somebody undressed on a video opens a kid up that he's trying to overcome a sexual demon, and he's watching it on TV, arousing himself. I tell you, parents, if you want your children to get delivered, you better line your life up with the Lord and with the Word of God. Because if you want a compromising kid, you be a compromising parent.
Amen. Thank you. This is awesome.
It's the commercials. Show so much smoothness.
Yeah.
Commercials.
Well, I'm in.
For you in next week's show, they'll show you pornography right there.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement. A lot of mind control programming is coming from commercials as well as television. That's why a lot of these kids are being programmed.
Amen.
Did you hear what he said? He said, get rid of that Babylonian idiot box.
Amen.
Is that right?
My
God.
We watch TV. We love
it. Amen.
That's right.
You know what? I see something prophetic here. God is raising up young people at this hour. Is that right? They're coming with revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and they're going to baffle many of the parents.
That's right.
Amen. Okay. Let me move right. Come on, brother. Come on.
What about the line that Jesus was born on December 25th? And we lie. And yet, the lake of fire, hell has enlarged itself.
Yes, it has. No doubt.
Did you hear what he said? Jesus was born on December 25th, and we lie, and we lie, and we laugh. But what about saints? I got to get my gifts for Christmas. Do you want the tree, honey? Let's put a wreath around that. Is that right? Come on now, we torn with somebody's paganism.
Jeremiah 10.
That's right, Jeremiah 10. You know, people get upset by that because it's the truth. And then when you start exposing the truth, demons start manifesting. They start servicing. Listen, old wise fables, lies, false deception, boogeyman oppressors open up demonic portals, and it can hinder the sanctification, it can hinder the salvation or the walk of a child. Why do we need demonic entities to bring discipline and correction to our children instead of aligning our household up with the Word of God? All the instructions that we need in disciplinary action. Now, here's another valid point. A parent using manipulation, domination, control through witchcraft to get their point made. But they don't know they're conjuring demonic entities to open up paranormal doors for the child. Is that right? Then all of a sudden, things start flying across the room. Animals growling, beds moving, covers being pulled, demonic entities walking the floors. And then you say the child is storytelling. Out of the mouth of babes come wisdom. Is that right? You know, we can listen to that child and see. Is that right? Brother, I need to take you back to Fayetteville, Georgia. You want to go back to Georgia? Preach, brother. Come on, we'll let you preach, brother. Amen. Come on, let's move right along so we can close it to deliver. All right, let's talk about closing demonic portals for infiltration by boogeyman oppressors. We'll talk about closing demonic portals for infiltration of boogeyman oppressors, and then we're going to end right there. Be willing to repent or turn from your habitual sin. And we just, many of you brought that up. How many of you know that repentance, parents, as well as teens, as well as children, we need to repent. Is that right? All right. Destroy any objects in your possession associated with the occult or with what? False religions. I know a lady one time, she had a statue of Buddha. She was a teacher, and she was an alcoholic. She was an alcoholic, and she was always talking about dying. And from that, I learned that in dealing with Buddhas, ceramics, God of death, God of destruction. Okay? And I've seen that more than one time with the statue of Buddha. It usually has to do with alcoholism, drunkenness, death, and even destruction. You must withdraw from drugs or any alcohol, pornography. You must reject any thoughts and run from temptations to sin. You must confess to God. And how many of you know that there are times when we should confess to God our specific sins of our forefathers, our ancestors? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Much deliverance takes place through that. Okay. Tell God that you are also willing to forgive what? Everyone. Okay. Who has offended or hurt you, and ask God to do what? Forgive them. Ask Yeshua to take complete control of all areas of your life. Meditate, memorize upon God's word, and obey His word. Submit yourself to a local church authority, the leadership, and assembly with the saints of God. Okay. I think we covered many areas briefly. Amen. And if I can leave anything with you, parents, use wisdom. Don't open the door paranormal for a boogeyman of pressure. Amen?
Yes, I want to say,
come on,
I want to say earlier, you were saying, talking about a boogeyman. Who else is a boogeyman called? You said it with children, when you were talking to children. The boogeyman is named Zephyr.
The boogeyman. Oh. Brother, honey, book him a flight. Book him a Delta Airlines flight. Fayetteville, Georgia. First class. I didn't talk to you before we get ready to close. Amen. All right. How many of you were touched by this? Just a brief amount of information. Is that right? Just a brief amount of information that we had. It blessed me. And I was blessed by the input that you also gave. Amen. And I pray that this will be a blessing to you. And I pray that you'll be able to witness this to others. Amen. Who don't know or who are in violation. All right. Let's move into deliverance right now. We want to come against some of these occultic spirits. Some of these manifestations that we talked about. The open doors to boogeyman oppressors. And even some of your parents, unknown to you, your ancestors may have been involved in the occult. Okay, they may have opened doors for you in the era of the paranormal. All right, everybody repeat after me. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive my ancestors for opening any demonic portals or demonic doors to boogeyman oppressors. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to forgive my sins. If I've spoken or said anything to my children that opened my children up for the demonic, or the paranormal, or boogeyman oppressors. Father, I ask your forgiveness right now. And I ask your cleansing through the blood of Jesus. I bind the powers of darkness over this house. Bind every strong man operating within us. Holy Father, I ask that you would send legions of holy angels to encompass this place, to assist in deliverance, in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, all the cult spirits come out now in Jesus' name. All right, open doors to the demonic, depression, suicidal thoughts come out now in Jesus' name. No desire to pray. No desire to read the Bible. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Through the occult, through the demonic portals, come out now in Jesus' name. Visions of white ghosts, visions of ghostly forms, seeing ghosts, seeing paranormal forms, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break these attachments off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against telepathy, extrasensory powers, blasphemous thoughts about Jesus. I come against those voices that you've been hearing, that they have been blaspheming and blasphemous thoughts against Jesus Christ. Come on out of it.
out of there now in Jesus' name. I loose the hook of the Lord. I loose the hook of the Lord to pull out any water spirits that's connected with demonic portals through boogeyman oppressors. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against right now spook apparitions. In Louisiana, they were called ghost spooks. Come on out of there now. Move out. Out. Back. In Jesus' name. Religious deception. Spook apparitions again. Come on out of there now. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there now. In Jesus Christ's name. Feelings of anxiety. Crippling feeling around your throat. Something strangling your throat. Come on out of there now. You go to bed at night and you feel a choking on your throat. Out of there now. Come on out of there now. Out of your throat. Move. I pull the scorpion out of that throat. Come on out of there. Out of there. I pull scorpion spirits out of your throat. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there now. Out of there now. Scorpion spirits. Move. Come out of there now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Inability to pray. Inability to pray. Come out now. Bad dreams because of the occult. Nightmares because of the occult. Come on out of there now. Out of there. Out of there now. Plead my cause, O Lord, within the strife with me. Fight against them that fight against me. And the Lord thunder upon the Philistines. Father, thunder in this house over the evil spirits. Come on out of there now. Out of there now. Out of there now. Out of there now. Fits of rage. Fits of rage. Because it's paranormal. Fits of rage. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Schizophrenia because of your cult. Come out now in Jesus' name. There was a lady that went to a root worker, a fortune teller. I've met about close to 10 people who have almost lost their mind for going to fortune tellers. All right, all you occult fortune tellers, all you soothsayers, all you going to a medium or a dark country, come out of the people now. Come on out of there now. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Mental illness, come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out, bring them out of there. Out of there now. Out of there now. Out of there now. Out. Out in Jesus' name. I come against vampirism is on the rise. I come against medical diseases that are connected with vampirism. Anemia, diminishing of the red blood cells. Come out of there now. I come against spirits that are operating in you through the occult. Anemia, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, anemia. Come on, anemia. All the anemia attacking the red blood cells. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. All the anemic spirits, come out. Go. That's good. Go, anemia. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. That's good. All right. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against iron deficiency, anemia, sickle cell. Sickle cell, blood cutting disorders, come out of there now, in Jesus' name. Hemophilia, come out of there now. Come out of there now, move. Move. Leukemia, blood disease, blood strain, blood destroying spirits, come out of there now. And there's an anointing for breakthrough here. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Out of there. Bleeding in the abdomen, abdominal bleeding. Bleeding in the abdomen, bleeding in the rectum, bleeding in the ovaries. Come out now. Come on, out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Bleeding in the ovaries. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Bleeding in the bowels. All the bleeding, all the draining. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Demons, come out. Blood transfusion. I come against blood to save your life. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Demons that transfer through blood transfusion. Rank and file, line yourselves and come out of the people. Come out, blood transfusion. All the blood transfusions, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Out of there. Bad blood. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Bring them out, Saint. Bring them out. Bring them out. Out. Blood sausages. Blood pudding. Come on out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Blood, dripping blood on the meat. Come out of there. Come out, animal spirit through the blood. Come out of there. Out of there. We command you to go when Jesus Christ will see you. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ. Fear of ghosts. Come out of there now. Come on. Fear of ghosts. Fear of the boogeyman. Come on out of there. Fear of a famine. Come on. Fear of Satan. Fear of demons. Come out of there now. Come on, all the fear spirits, come out of here. Come out of here now in Jesus Christ's name. Fear of something going to get me at night. Come on. Fear of knocking. Fear of closing doors. Fear of people walking. Come on out of here. Out of here. Come on out of here. 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 Out
Move. All right. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you. Keep going, Sister Jerry. Keep going. Let me follow, let me be obedient. Let's keep going. All right. Water spirits again. Constant swimming in your dreams. Playing with snakes in your dreams. I bind water spirits right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command these spirits to come out. Nimrod, lake captive rat. All spirits connected with lake captives that are attacking this church right now. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind water spirits that are trying to bring strife or bring division into this house. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Or competitive jealousy into this house. Come on. Come out in Jesus' name. Playing with snakes in your dreams. Dreaming about rivers. Dreaming about drowning. Come out now in Jesus' name. Even dreaming about phantoms. In the water. Come on. Thoughts of death from the water. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Sacrifices in the water. Come out now in Jesus' name. Suicide. Suicide to water spirits in Jesus' name. All right. I have one more area that we want to touch before we get ready to close. All right. Here we go. Even though you're married, maybe you're not married. That's just a knowing it's strong here. Premarital sex. Even though you may be married, but you're still thinking about how it was with the other man or with the other woman. Maybe you're not married. Premarital sex. Your soul has been fragmented. Psalms 23 says, He restored my soul. Your soul has been aggravated with another person and they have parts of your soul. All right. I come against premarital sex. Father, we ask forgiveness on behalf of this house. In the name of Jesus, we command the spirits of premarital sex to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Let's start first with the ladies. Come on out of there now. Joe, Frank, Bob, Billy. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Joe, Frank, Bob, and Billy, Harry, Tom. Come out of there now. We break that off of you now in Jesus' name. All right, we break that off of you. Let's start likewise. Elizabeth, Sarah, Shirley, Betsy, Alice. Come on out of here now in Jesus' name. Gladys. Come on out, Gladys. Come out, Gladys. Come on out of here. Come out of there. All right, come out of there, Gladys. In the name of Jesus. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Father, we ask you to restore that fragmented soul. You said their soul was back to them. We ask you to call back their soul. Call back their soul. But there's been fragmentation, Father, of God. And this is social identity disorders or the multiple personality through sexual sin. We call back their soul to them right now in Jesus' name. All right. Sexual violation, male and female, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, come out of there, come out of there. Sexual violation, male and female, come on, come on out of there. Out of there. Father said the fire of the Lord, the fire of God's Spirit, the fire burning of God's Spirit. Oh, sexual violation, male and female. Oh, homosexual tendencies, lesbian tendencies. You don't know why you're having these thoughts. Come on out. Out of there. Homosexual tendencies and lesbian. Homosexual dreams, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, fantasies, dreams. Come on now, nightmares. Is there anybody else that have a list that won't become? So Jerry, you have something you want to share? You want to burn? All right, let's come against adult violation. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Bestiality on the bloodline. We break them out of you now. Sex with animals. Adult violation. Sex with animals. Come on. Horses, cows, pigs. Come on out of there. It's on your bloodline. You know nothing about it. Animals touching you in any appropriate way. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Soul ties with animals. Soul ties with animals. You see the animal as a husband. You see the animal as a wife. Come on out of there. Inordinate affection. That's right. Inordinate affection. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. All right. Let's pray. Amen. And then we get ready to release it back to Kevin.
Amen. And I thank God for what He's just done. Yeah, what, didn't He move my lips? Yeah. Amen. Well, I tell you what, listen, before we pray, if you notice my life, just because you are a deliverance minister does not mean that you don't need deliverance. Now that I'm thinking about it, my mother was anemic. I don't claim that. It's like, listen, the blood of Jesus flowing through these veins. All right? But that was an unchecked area that had to be dealt with. Amen? So I hear a lot of people say, oh, he's a leader, but he's manifesting demons. Oh, my goodness, he must be in sin. Not necessary.
You
got a flesh body. Is that right? All right, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bind any backlash right now on families, children's property, vehicles, houses, homes. We take authority over it right now. We choose to, as we apply the blood of Jesus Christ, we break. But Father, we just loose blessings upon these people. Father, we loose blessings upon the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord. Father, they are adopted as sons and daughters of God, Father. And Father, we just pray for them right now, God, that Lord, that you will visit them, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will then manifest even into their lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray Holy Spirit visitation. Holy Spirit visitation through dreams and through visions, Father. And even as they leave this property today, dear God, we pray a renewing of their minds, a quickening of their spirit. And we pray a hunger and a thirst for God's word, God, and for consecration and for fellowship with the saints. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.